Okay, well, good afternoon. We do have an important event coming up in June of this year, and that is the Universal Cotton Standards Conference. And so that is the activity I want to be talking about today. This is just a good venue to get the word out. We're starting to make preparations for the Standards Conference, and so I wanted to just talk a little bit about it this afternoon, let you know where we are and what we're going to be doing at the conference. First, just a little more information about it. It is scheduled. The date has been set for the week of June the 17th. And this conference is normally held on a triennial basis once every 3 years. And we're a little behind right now. It's actually, we're going to be 5 years. We've been delayed a couple of years for various reasons, some being budgetary and other things. But nevertheless, we are going to have a conference this year. And we do have some things that should make this a very exciting and a really good conference. The actual conference itself is a meeting of the Advisory Committee on the Universal Cotton Standards. This Advisory Committee is a committee that is appointed by the Secretary of Agriculture, and because of the way the Universal Standards are structured, it does require an Advisory Committee to provide recommendations to the Secretary of Agriculture for any changes in the standards. And so therefore we do have to set this up in the form of an advisory committee to the Secretary. The meeting is an open meeting. It's open to all observers, so all are welcome to attend. The thing that is really the governing structure of the Standards Conference and of the Universal Standards themselves is the Universal Standards Agreement. And this is the agreement that provides the bylaws and the governance of the standards, so the USDA gets direction from the industry on how we revise the standards, how we make new standards, and anything related to the standards. This agreement is an agreement that's between the USDA, the U.S. cotton industry, and foreign signatory associations that are made up of from 21 different countries. This agreement's been in effect since 1923. It goes back to the days of strictly grade and staple, and of course it's evolved now into more and more toward the instrument side as we've transitioned to HVI testing, and so it covers all of the standards that we use on the HVI. And so the primary purpose is to provide the industry and the delegates with a voice in how we govern the universal standards. The actual composition of the advisory committee, it's composed of both a domestic side and an international. And for the domestic delegates, it's made up of 8 producers and 4 ginners, 4 merchants, 2 cooperative members, and 6 spinners. And each of these represents 1 vote. And the foreign signatories also have a voice, and they are currently represented by 11 spinner associations and 11 merchant associations. And in total, they have 12 votes, 6 votes on the spinner side and 6 on the merchant side. Takes 75% support to pass any type of proposal, and that is the structure of it. The way the domestic members are selected are through it's a very strenuous process, and we're actually a little behind where we normally are, but due to the election and a lot of politics involved, and especially at the level at the Secretary's office, things have moved a little bit slower than usual. But the domestic members are, the final selections are made by the Secretary of Agriculture, and that's where the package is right now. I appreciate all of the support from the industry, especially the cotton ginners and producers that have put in applications. All of those are in the hands of the Secretary's office right now, and I have been told that we can expect approval and the selection of the advisory committee any day now. As far as the foreign signatory members, the Secretary of Agriculture does not select those. We leave those to the signatory associations themselves to select their own delegates, and each association gets 2 delegates that they can send over that participate in the Standards Conference. Now, the purpose of the Universal Standards Conference, primarily it's to consider proposals to the Universal Cotton Standards and or to the agreement itself. And secondly, to actually review the current universal cotton grade standards. And of course, as we've moved more and more toward instrument testing, the review of the grade standards has become a less and less important, while the instrument standards have become more important. And so we really put an increasing amount of emphasis on the HVI standards, and that's typically what most of the discussion and proposals are about these days. Just going back a little bit of the history, the first conference was held in 1925, and they've been held on a regular basis ever since then. And the first conferences were held in Washington, D.C. All the way through 1963. And it was in 1964 that the actual standards preparation operations were moved to Memphis. And so ever since 1964, starting with the 1965 conference, the conferences have been in Memphis. But we do have a historic change. We are going to move that venue for the first time since 1965. It's going to be moved out of Memphis, and we're going to do it in Raleigh, North Carolina. And we're going to do it in conjunction with a Cotton Incorporated conference. And those of you that may have attended the conference in the past may recall that the Universal Standards Conferences for many years have been held in conjunction with Cotton Incorporated's EFS conference. Well, Cotton Incorporated is going to retool the EFS conference. It's not going to be an EFS conference. They're currently designing the conference and the layout, and we're going to be coming out with more information about it. Mike Watson from Cotton Incorporated just told me to tell everybody it's going to be incredible. So that's about all I can tell you about it. That the Cotton Incorporated conference it's going to be incredible. Also, in conjunction with the Universal Standards Conference, the International Cotton Advisory Committee subcommittee or task force, that is the commercial standardization of instrument testing of cotton, is also going to meet in conjunction with this conference. This is an international conference made up of about 14 different countries that represent it that will come in. And the purpose of this conference, which was established about 10 years ago, is to just facilitate the expansion of instrument testing around the world. And it has adopted the universal standards as the base for how cotton should be classed. And so we have worked closely with this task force since its initial meeting, and it's really been a good promoter of the universal standards and how we grade and class cotton here in the U.S. So that should be a good combination of meetings to put together. Just looking at the schedule, the CI conference will be held first, and it will begin on Monday, June the 17th, and we'll go through probably lunchtime on Wednesday, June 10th or June 19th. The CSITC task force meeting will be sometime on that Wednesday, June the 19th, and the Universal Cotton Standards Conference will then pick up on Wednesday the 19th and go through June the 21st. The Universal Cotton Standards currently are made up of the standards for strength, length, and uniformity index, micronair, RDM plus B color, grade standards, and also the procedures for instrument testing that have been developed by USDA. As we've made our transition to instrument classification, I thought it would be good just to give you a brief overview of how we have transitioned over the years, and how the standards have also been paralleled with the transition to instrument classing, because you have to have a standard in order to perform the classification, whether it's manual classing or instrument classing. And going all the way back to pre-1962, all that classing was manual. It was all grade and staple. The first instrument that we saw developed was the micronair instrument, and so in 1962 we did add micronair to the classing system. And that was a standalone instrument. There were no HVIs in 1962. Throughout the 70s and 80s, the HVI did develop. And starting in 1991, we did have a lot of changes. That was the first year the USDA went 100% HVI testing. And so that was the year that length, strength, uniformity, micronair, RD, plus B, and trash were all added to the classing system. And of course, the HVI replaced the standalone mic instrument. Since the micronair was integrated into the HVI, there was no longer a need for a standalone micronair. And the HVI replaced the classer staple length determination with the staple length determined from the upper half mean length. Then in 1993, the composite classer grade, where color and leaf had been combined, were then separated into the components of color and leaf grade. And this was done primarily for the envisioning the move toward instrument testing, where an instrument could determine leaf and color separately. And then in 2000, we saw the first step of that, where the color grade was transitioned from the manual classer to the HVI. And since 2000, we've been measuring color grade by HVI. The latest big step we made was in 2011, when the leaf grade, which had been determined by classer, was transitioned to HVI. And so starting with 2011 crop, the leaf grade now is determined by the HVI. So the standards that parallel these changes in the classing system, you know, in 1995, the HVI calibration cotton standards for link strength uniformity became universal standards. That was done at the 1995 conference. At the 2002 conference, the HVI calibration cottons for microNair and the standardized HVI procedures were added to the universal standards. In 2005, we saw the addition of RDM plus B standards for color added. And in 2008, with the expanded use of the universal standards by users around the world, we did open up the agreement so that it would allow increased eligibility from people that weren't necessarily utilizing U.S. cotton, but that were utilizing universal standards, could potentially have a voice in how we develop the standards. And that was passed at the 2008 conference. Now, looking at 2013, the big change that, or the big addition that's on the agenda, will be a proposal to add a standard for the leaf grade for HVI, the trash standards. Because now that, you know, starting in 2011, we did move to instrument leaf grade, we need those standards to be universal. And so that is going to be proposed at the conference. We have developed instrument standards for percent area and count, and those will be the standards that, those are the standards that we use now for calibrating the HVIs for determining leaf grade. And these will be the standards that will be proposed to be adopted as universal standards at the 2013 conference. Just for more information about the conference, we do have a website and also an email that you can acquire more information from. And I've also listed a phone number as well for any information to contact me or anyone on my staff. Hope to see you in Raleigh, and appreciate your time. Thank you.